This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Democratic Colorado Congressman Jason Crow is raising concerns about his party's chances in November. On Face the Nation Sunday, he said he worries that President Biden's campaign is failing to capture voters.
I do believe right now, unless there's a major change, that there is a high risk that we lose this election.
Crow stopped short of calling for Biden to end his campaign. Last week, Democrat Brittany Petterson became the first member of the Colorado delegation to call on Biden to end his bid for re-election. Colorado's elected officials are reacting to this weekend's attempted assassination of the Republican presidential candidate. And you see what they have to say at CPR.org. And there's much more about it through the day and this afternoon on All Things Considered. Governor Jared Polis, in his new role as the head of the National Governors Association, is condemning the assassination attempt against Donald Trump. In a statement, Polis said, "Violence is never acceptable." The governor was elected chair of the National Governors Association earlier this month. An Army National Guard brigade in Colorado Springs now has its first female commander. CPR's Dan Boyce reports Colonel Danny S. Williams is now in charge of defending the U.S. from intercontinental ballistic missile attack.
That's the job of the 100th Missile Defense Brigade, which Williams took over last week. It's headquartered at Peterson Space Force Base, with units in Alaska and California as well. So if an adversary launched a nuclear warhead at the United States, Williams' brigade would launch missiles back in an attempt to knock that warhead out of the sky before it reaches the homeland. Williams previously served as a deputy director in the National Guard Bureau at the Pentagon. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It's back in the 90s this afternoon around Denver and in Colorado Springs. Maybe a little cooler later in the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.